Aid is trickling out of Haiti's airport. Hope is glimmering. God answers prayers for desperately needed supplies in Haiti. And a Cambodian ministry team celebrates freedom. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United States military says it'll have the seaport open in Port-au-Prince, Haiti in 2 or 3 days. This could alleviate airport congestion. Global Aid Network's Dwayne Zook is there and says aid coordination has been an issue.
Much of the government structure is totally gone, and that's where the U.S. and others have come in to help figure out how to distribute the product in a controlled environment so there's not mass confusion. I think a lot of the governments and agencies are still trying to figure that out.
However, hope is glimmering as triage and feeding centers are opening. Gain USA has enabled the distribution of 100,000 meals so far. Zook says in the midst of the tragedy, many are talking about God.
People actually are saying, how can a loving God love me in a situation like this? Other people are actually driven toward God because they are looking for hope.
Zook says churches met over the weekend outside as many churches are damaged or destroyed. Next, aid supplies remain bottlenecked at Haiti's main airport. International troops are keeping lawlessness under control in Port-au-Prince. Why the confusion? Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Sparks says there's no government. BHM's hospital has generators which are running out of fuel. However, God answered prayer.
We have been able to get a small amount of diesel fuel, and we were able to get a water filter system that's going to help for cooking and for using in the hospital and for drinking.
Sparks says staff is overwhelmed, attending to the current need and relief efforts.
We have about 80 beds in our hospital, and we have about 300 patients in there at one time, filling hallways and extra rooms.
The team's response during this crisis opens many doors for the gospel.
The people don't see any help coming in from voodoo. They do see help coming in from Christian organizations and caring people around the world. We want to follow his example, and we're reaching out in Christ's name to help others in need.
The story behind the story can be found at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christians and non-Christians in Malaysia are still in shock in the aftermath of attacks on churches in that multicultural country. Police are investigating at least 11 acts of violence, the latest one Saturday. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller, says Malaysia doesn't even make it on their World Watch list.
Traditionally in Malaysia, Muslims, Buddhists, Christians, and Hindus have gotten along fairly well with very little overt hostility or any problems between each other.
Mueller says the good news is that every political group has come out condemning the attacks. He says this type of violence pushes people to Christ.
The majority population, which is not extremist, begins to ask questions of, well, why are they persecuting these people? They've lived among us for centuries. What is the nature of their faith? And in that, seeking answers to those questions, often they find the reality of Jesus Christ.
Pray this happens in Malaysia as well. Meanwhile, a mob of fundamentalist Hindu women attacked 12 believers in India's Punjab state. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says one of their church planters was leading a day of fasting and prayer in the home of a new Christian. Around 20 women surrounded the group, shouted at them, and then threw rocks. Police were called, but they told the Christians to stop holding their prayer meeting. Pray for both boldness in their faith and also for the freedom to follow Christ. In Cambodians are celebrating the second birth of their nation this month. Last week, many marked the freedom that followed the end of the Khmer Rouge and the fall of Pol Pot 30 years ago. The government prepared a big celebration in the major cities. Teen Missions International says the new generation needs to know that real freedom is found in Jesus Christ. Their team works tirelessly to share this, but there's still a long way to go to make this freedom known. Ask God to open the doors. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is a group on Facebook. If you use Facebook, search for Mission Network News to sign up. You'll get regular messages from us telling you about special reports like Haiti, video messages, and other resources only available to our group members. Links to Facebook as well as YouTube and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.